This is Ozarks Lodge. With me on the phone from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. It's weeks like this. It's always good to have a roof on the house.
Yeah. I know that it rained in Fayetteville, I think, almost every day, Monday through Thursday. I know you had the same in the River Valley. And, of course, eastern Oklahoma and parts of central Oklahoma got a way too early dusting of snow and ice, didn't it?
Yes. Texas Panhandle. Before Halloween, no less.
Far too early. Let's talk about, instead of an arrival, an exit. Sebastian County Circuit Clerk Denora Coomer has said after a tenure with the county, she is ready to retire. I love the quote that's in the story at talkbusiness.net. She says, at the ages of 80 and 70, respectively, my husband and I are preparing to work on our bucket list. I like that.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's sometimes you look around and life's more important than, living life's more important than working.
Yeah.
If you have the luxury of being able to make that decision, and she does. This is one of those things. First of all, it surprised me that she said she was 70. She does not look and act 70.
No.
And I don't mean any disrespect to any other county elected officers, but this, it's like, really? Denora Coomer, the one that's got her act together, that's got the... I mean, she has just always been on the spot in terms of dealing, in terms of us journalists having to deal with her. And she's been there what seems forever. She knows the system inside and out. One of the things that I'd like to stress is we the public forget about the circuit clerk job and how important it is. It keeps our judicial system moving. I mean, almost every aspect of the judicial system in our circuit clerk, in our circuits for the counties, that person has to be on top of his or her game. And she has been. And we had that unfortunate episode with Kimball Evans 8 years ago. It was a disaster. Nothing was getting done. The courts were in disarray. Keeping the dockets moving. Keeping jurors selected, keeping core documents in shape for attorneys to deal with, filing their filings, making sure the public has access. It is just a long list of things that a circuit clerk does, and she manages operations. And this is a big circuit. There are six circuit judges in this area, and you would be hard pressed to find anyone who thinks that she's not done a good job. She could probably teach if she wants to retire, but then come back for part time work. I would think she'd be in high demand to teach classes all around the state on how to manage a good circuit court system.
There is another article at talkbusiness.net about Sebastian County and sales taxes and Fort Smith's portion of it up compared to last year. I don't know why that's counterintuitive to me. We've still had to do things in 2020, but it still came as a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, well, it's counterintuitive because I think we all thought in March and April, when the bottom was falling out of everything, that we wouldn't look ahead several months and see that our sales tax revenue was up compared to 2019. And 2019 was a decent year in and of itself. So 2020 is up against those healthy comparisons. But the city's share of the Sebastian County 1% tax, and the reason that's important is that helps fund a lot of the general revenue or the general fund operations, police, fire, emergency services, other things for the city. That revenue is up 4.8%, almost 5% through the first 9 reporting months of the year. And up 3.5% over the budget estimate. The city's 1% city street tax is up 3.3% compared with last year, and up almost 3.3% compared to the budget estimate. Of course, these are surprises. If you remember, we talked earlier in the year that all the departments were asked to make pretty significant across-the-board cuts, and they did that 10% each from their budget. And I think most of them did that. They expected roughly a 22% reduction in sales tax revenue through the year, the city did, but that has not materialized. And I think, well, I don't say I think, it's a pretty firm belief now. If you talk to a lot of economists, they will tell you that federal aid, a couple of the federal aid packages, especially the CARES Act, shored up economies, state and local economies around the country. Now, the question is, a lot of those benefits, a lot of those unemployment benefits, benefits from the PPP program were expired in really in the latter part of the third quarter of this year. Nothing's been renewed. Of course, the Senate's recessed until after the election. We're probably going to have a fourth quarter without a lot of those benefits.
True.
And so the question now is, you know, Director LaVon Morton, Portsmouth City Director LaVon Morton, you know, kind of points to the fact, you know, hey, let's not get too excited about where we are these last 3 months. You know, these last three reporting months could be problematic. So we'll see. And remember, for example, the September report, that reflects transactions from 2 months prior. So there's a delay in when the money's collected from consumers to when it's remitted to the city, the state, and then when the state sends it back to the city. So that's there's a two-month delay. So the October and November numbers will give us more of an insight into consumer spending as those federal aid benefits begin to wane.
And the next time you and I talk, the 2020 election, well, the votes will have been cast at least. And I know that I know that, you know, Crawford and Sebastian counties are like Washington, Benton counties and counties all over the state and the country. Early voting is up. I'm not going to ask you for predictions about specific races or issues. But what do you think you and I will be in our conversation post-election a week from right now? Do you think we'll have satisfactory conclusions?
I think we will have satisfactory conclusions on all the state races. I think it's, and I'm growing more and more confident, to be honest. This may be counterintuitive, as you mentioned earlier, but I'm growing more and more confident that the presidential election will know, because we're seeing folks who were scared about the mail-in ballot process. The president scared them enough that they said, okay, to hell with it. We'll go stand in line and vote early. So I think that may take some of the pressure off the system on November 3rd. But it still may be the 4th or 5th, depending on what kind of legal games are played by both sides. But no, the state races, barring some problem, I can tell you that when there are more early votes, for these Arkansas races and some of these local races, county races, my experience has been when you have more early votes, you often get the numbers in earlier than what you normally would.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that because of the increase in early voting, the night may not be as long for us in terms of what happens in these in the state congressional races, the three ballot issues, and some of the other state and local races.
Well, it wouldn't break my heart if I was off the air by midnight Tuesday night.
Yeah, well, and it wouldn't break my heart if I was in bed or throwing back the first little unwinding whiskey drink at about midnight, too. So,
all right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. We talk to him almost every Friday. Michael, take care of yourself. Stay warm and dry. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thank you, sir.